What is up? All right, so we are in this podcast going to talk about, we're going to talk about how to actually have extreme ownership in what you do and really, really break down to success. Like, stop kidding. Like, really, just to stop kidding yourself about what you are saying will just magically happen, and then really dial down those things that really move you forward in what you're doing in business and success in life. And because this stuff is really, it boils down to the way your mindset is, and your mindset gets sharper and sharper on what you do the more focused you are. And keeping you focused on that is being real about it. Real, honest, relevant results. I mean, that's just really how you do it. First off, you need to start with being honest with yourself. Being flat honest with yourself. Like, look, if you were like me, and I'll explain to you my story because you can relate to it. I'm sure there's somebody out there in this world that can relate to my story. Is, look, when I first started getting into digital marketing and I first started getting into just about, well, it doesn't matter what I've started doing, that I've always ran into challenges. But let's just give you the digital marketing side of it, right? Because that's really the heart of what a lot of people are trying to do and listen to when you're listening to podcasts anyway is get into that. But that's also the most cost effective thing. It's also the thing that really it costs so much to get into, and it really hurts when it doesn't work out. It does. Look, to be frankly honest with you, look, I paid $8,000 to be part of an elite group and I learned so much, and as I was learning, you know, it was like drinking from a fire hose. But I would, and then nobody teaches you this as you're learning to be structured and be mind, have this mindset of just like laying out a plan and like tackling the plan, right? But first, I want you to understand too, you're like, when you're going through stuff like that and you're joined something, or you've been through it before, or you've already been burned, don't hold that to the rest of your life. Don't use that as an excuse to stop you from pursuing other things or to even getting better on what you're currently doing. But don't also hold that same thing to say, well, I have to make this work because it cost me, like, for that, it cost me $8,000, so I have to at least get my money out of it. Oftentimes, you're going to throw more money on top of that, and then you're going to lose more on top of it. So you have to know kind of where to cut your losses and where not to, you know, give in to that urge, right? So you have to be honest with yourself. How do you do that? Is just look at yourself in the mirror every morning and say, I am where I am because of my actions I've taken. And when you get real with yourself and you start saying, look, okay, so these are the positive things that are going on in my life. Like, you have to look at your positive. Don't just look at your dwell or look at any of your negatives and stuff like that. And even if you come from a background where you have a solid negativity and you don't have any positivity, like I did, there's a way out. My sole belief in what my, like, literally when I was coming up and coming from 16 years old, when I was told I'd be dead or in prison by the time I was 18, then, like, seriously, like, that type of mentality will actually open up it for me. At least it opened up a fire to say, look, anybody that tells me what I can and can't do won't, you know, I'm not going to let that determine, you know, that I can't do it. I'm actually going to push forth and do it, you know. And, you know, people, they've told me before, hey, you can't do, you can't learn electrical. Okay, so I did an apprenticeship. I learned electrical. I excelled at that. I was immediately a project manager within a 6-year project process. Now, then taking that role and escalating that role, as I said, look, I don't want it. This is not my end game here. So I want to learn how to do automation and PLC controls and get into automating equipment. And I would finish my jobs real quick. I was, you know, running them, so I would finish the jobs real quick, make sure there was no problems after I ordered material, did everybody's project, or did everybody's payroll, did everything I needed to do. I would sit over the shoulder of the guy programming and learn from him. You have to, so putting forth that effort, I took the ownership to say, look, I know the path that I want to go on. And at this current path, I'm going to do that, right? I'm going to put in the effort it takes to do that. But you have to know, the reason I get into this talk right now is because you have to know, you have to be real with yourself. Look, I am where I am because of my own actions. So I was there. I was, when this was early when I was, you know, first, you know, I was in my early 20s at this point in time when I was doing, I was getting into, you know, learning PLCs and learning stuff like that. And when I did, I learned it and it just like literally took off with me because it was just logical. It was easy for my brain to understand. It was easy for me to comprehend, but it was challenging at the same time too. So when I tell you it was easy for me to learn and grasp, it was challenging. It was, for me to say that it was crazy easy would be just the stupidest comment ever. Nothing in life is easy. Nothing that is valuable in life is easy. Okay? You may have a talent. You may. But I will tell you this one thing right now. Hard work will beat talent when talent does not beat hard work. Hands down, every single day of the week. You can always, the one thing you have in your control is you can work harder than anybody else. As long as you apply yourself and put forth the effort. And how do you do that? Is extreme ownership. You own where you are. You own where you are going. You say, this is not me right now. I completely suck right now. This is not me. This is not, I know for a fact that inside of me, there is a better version of me. And how do you do that? Is simply just owning yourself, owning what you're going through. Look, you may be going through a hard time. You may be going through a great time. But the one thing that I do recommend, that I demand upon people that are around me, is that they do not let any excuse, whether it be valid, or, you know, again, whether it be positive or negative, any excuse hold them back. Meaning, if it's a negative excuse to say you can't do something, and it is valid to say that people won't fault you for that excuse to say, look, no worries, man. Look, that's a tough time. You can't do that. I understand. Trust me, people understand that type of stuff. It's logical. But in the same terms, if you win and you're going and you're doing things and people are like, wow, that is, you are so great. This, like, what you just did is like the greatest thing I've ever seen. If you allow yourself to sit in that and not and let that win limit you from growing past that, look, that's the same excuse. That's accepting an excuse. And the one thing I demand upon the people that are around me are that they move forward each and every day. It's because that's how growth happens, right? So ownership is part of that. Ownership is the number one thing that's going to help you, like, just like knowing where you're at. And when you get to admitting to telling yourself all the lies that you've been telling yourself for years, just as dirty, as dark as they are, all the lies, and you just admit them, like just to yourself, and you just say, look, you know, I could have handled that better, or this is what really went down, or this is what, you know, I need to do, you know, and just be real with yourself and feel that inner voice. You trust me, the more you do this, you're going to get an inner voice that tells you exactly what to do, exactly what feels good to do. You just naturally are going after it. You're not like, it's not dopamine in your brain just driving you for it like a TV show or an app on your phone or some kind of something that is driven just to build dopamine in your brain so you feel good for a short period of time. No, this is real. This is real. You feel it. You'll have this voice speaking inside of you that literally will open you up. It will say, look, this, you feel it in your gut, like it's real. You feel like this is right for me. I'm on the right path. And a little bit each day, a little bit, like you may hear this every now and then. You may like feel it in your gut every now and then. And when you do, I want you to savor it. And like just literally be like, this is right. I'm on the right path. Because when this first started, this is real. Like, and when this first started for me, like I first felt it and I was like, damn, you know, this is real. Like people said this was going to happen. It's real. And then all of a sudden it happened more. It happened more. It happened more. And now, look, I relate to myself. There's nothing wrong with, you know, where you're at and what you're doing. I mean, like, to compare yourself to what other people are doing is completely unfair for you. You are your own person, and you are where you're going to go because of what you are driven to do. That's as simple as that. You cannot compare yourself. You may have physical limitations. Look, I'll be honest with you. I do exercising in the, you know, at all the time. And look, I'm going to be 40, you know, in October. And I do exercises all the time. And I watch Chris Herio, which is a YouTube channel, and he has an app and everything. And it's completely free. But the point of that is like, it gives you all this information for you to do and you for you to understand and, like, physical to get physical shape and this and that. And I'm doing this stuff, and I'm like, damn, you know, I'm doing it. I'm getting better. Months are going by. I'm getting better. You know, I'm able to do some of the more advanced stuff that he's doing and stuff like that. And then I'm like, damn, you know, I'm 40 years old, you know, but I'm comparing myself to a 21-year-old or maybe he's like 25 or 24. I'm comparing myself to him. And there's no way, you know, because even if we were like per like, and I was in my 20s and he was in his 20s, and we were like per like in the whole thing, like, there's very few things that we're going to be identical about. So to compare yourself to another person is completely unfair to yourself. Now, and I want you to understand that too. So don't do that. Don't fall victim to that as well. You know, you are in your process. Take it as slow and as fast as you can handle it so that you get a comprehension in your brain, can literally just decipher it and, like, break it down to just whatever you need to get out of. There's a golden nugget in every single thing you experience in life. You know, and whether it's good or bad or, you know, and especially the good times, man, you really need to appreciate that. Now, two, going back to this digital marketing thing, when I first paid $8,000, I got into it and was drinking from a fire hose. I didn't know how to understand data. I didn't know how to understand what I was doing. I just knew they said, do this, 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 and this. Well, guess what that's doing? That's copycatting exactly what somebody else did for success. Now, 90% of people can do that, but you have to understand the process of why you're doing that. Now, I will tell you what I was doing. It was really, really a high level group. And then when I got into it, I was starting from scratch and I didn't know. And I was holding myself accountable. I was like, but at the same time, I was comparing myself against these guys that were making millions of dollars. And I'm like, I was faulting myself all the time and feeling bad and feeling sorry for myself and doing this and doing that. And I was like, damn, why can't I do that? And the whole time, that thought, just the single thought that I had, was blocking me from seeing the real picture, what I really needed to see to make that happen. And, you know, you often think about, like, things when you go through life, you know, it's just as simple as looking at somebody. You know, you think that person has nothing wrong with them. Like, they're walking down the street, whatever, you see them, and you think they got nothing wrong with them. They look perfectly healthy. You know what? You're not feeling what they feel. They could be having a good day, a bad day. They could have a bum leg. This could be an accomplishment for them, even walking down the road. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what that person's going through. So the same token, you don't know what other people are doing when they're going through learning and growing and what they're doing as well. So when you're going through and learning these processes, the thing that you have to know about yourself is not to compare yourself to anybody else and to have extreme ownership of where you are. This is the only ways that you can actually define and to be real with yourself, but to also define what you need to do to grow each and every day. You may be at the very bottom starting out from scratch, and then you need to build a solid foundation, just like building a house. You need to build a solid foundation before you grow on top of that. Build a weak foundation, it's going to fall. Now, you may be a seasoned person, like fully understanding what's going on, and still, you need that last little bit to take you to the next level. And how you do that is getting in touch with yourself. Like, even a small bit of meditation and thoughts like that, you know, just things that you do every single day. You know, making sure you eat healthy, making sure you get the proper amount of sleep so your brain can function right, so you can grow. And when you're going through times like that, when you feel like, I mean, look, I used to sit in like groups of people. You know, I used to sit in groups of people and be like, you know, we'd be in like large atmospheres, and it would come time where it was like, hey, you know, where everybody's going to share, just talking about like who they are, where they're from, and this and that. And it was like, damn, you know, you know, your heart starts pounding. You're like, you know, but every single person in there is probably feeling the same damn thing you are. So the easiest thing for you to do is to realize that, to relax. But to know too, own that, you know, that's you, and just be like, and there's nothing wrong with that too. Like if even if you were to start talking, just lock up and be like, man, just look, I'm just, you know, I'm having a hard time right now, you know, being open, people will naturally relate to you. Being yourself, you yourself will relate to that, and you yourself will realize where you're weak, where you need to progress. And if you're honest with yourself, truly, truly, truly honest with yourself, now, not no bullshit, truly honest with yourself, then you can grow from that. You just literally have to make a list of things that you need to work on, and truly work on them. Don't beat around the bush. Like, be honest with yourself and keep defining these, redefining these as you get better. As you're slowly moving, you know, towards your goal, you know, define these things and just move forward. I mean, you know, redefine them and just say, look, okay, that was me. Like, even if it's like an 18-month plan or something like that. 18 months seems like a long time, but think about it. Think about 18 months ago where you were. It almost feels like yesterday, doesn't it? If you really think about it, it almost feels like yesterday. Even if you're going through a hard time, even if you're going through, look, I say all of this, going through the corona crisis, going through all the stuff in the U.S. that we're going through, that just feels like it's so hurtful for people to even talk about, because honestly, I can't fathom that people in this world still feel that way. But I say all that to say that even the last 6 months have been extremely hard for everybody, but there's something to learn from that. And knowing who you are is like one of those. Grasping who you are and how you're going to progress from that, from wherever you're at, to being bluntly honest with yourself, even if it's writing in a journal and saying, these are my thoughts, this is what I feel, this is how I'm going to progress, right? I've told you before in other podcasts, you know, you make a list, you go through them, and you knock things out. That's how to be productive. This is getting in touch with yourself so that you know who you are, and you know your capability, and you know like where your capping point is, where you just like can't do anymore right now. How you're going to excel that, it's just like a muscle. Like, it's just like, you know, think about it. If you're working out and you're going through things, and you're working out, and you all of a sudden, like, say for instance, you can only do one pull-up. Well, if you do one pull-up, and then you do, you know, that one pull-up, and then you do a pull-up and a half, and then the next day you do two pull-ups. Next day, well, not necessarily next day, but you know what I'm saying, like a couple days later, your muscle's going to keep growing and getting better. And before time, within a month, you know, you may be doing 10, 20, 30 pull-ups. And that's the same thing as you're going to go through as your mental capacity and as your will to drive yourself forward. It's going to get bigger and more aggressive as far as like knowing who you are inside, knowing your core values. You know, that's the thing, is you're sharpening those core values. You're sharpening that. You really got to be honest with yourself. I can't say that enough. You got to be honest with yourself. There's so many people on social media right now living a fake persona, and it's just all fake. Like, seriously, like, be yourself, be open, people will relate to you. There's somebody in this world that is going through exactly the same thing that you're going through. There's somebody in this world right now that's probably saying the same exact thing that I'm saying right now. You have to understand that. You have to, and that's really how you relate. That's really, if you think about it, that's how you relate to other people. And like I said, going back to when I first did my first online experience, and I first, you know, tried to venture off, I spent a lot of money. and I didn't get none of that back. And I could have easily looked at that as a loss and, you know, or a failure and to never do that again and to never do anything else. And but I kept going. I found a way to start making a profit. It was a profit working towards that negative goal because obviously I still was in $8,000 in the hole. But I was making a profit. I found a way to double that. I found a way to, you know, get that further. I found a way to make another one. Found a way to do another one. And I kept diversifying until, again, I finally got my money out of it. And what that did out of everything is it taught me to know myself. It taught me to trust my gut. It taught me to do the right thing. It taught me to believe in people. Like, not everybody's going to relate to what I'm about to say, but, like, I have this unconscious way to that I feel that there's an inner good in everybody that really wants to come out, that really wants to see a better version of themselves, that nobody, like, that you don't want to just stay where you're at. You want to see the best version of yourself so that when you're around people, it's called a status quo, right? When you're around other people, that you can be the best version of yourself and people are just highly impressed with you. Like, how do you feel when you walk into a room and maybe you just bought some brand new clothes. Maybe you just, you know, you're having a great day. You feel real good. You've been working out. You've been doing things. You know, you look just, things are just going and are in place. And you just walk in a room and you just feel better about yourself, right? Now, you can do the same thing if you just know who you are. You don't need new things. You don't need new clothes. You don't need this or that or the third, whatever. If you just know that you are who you are right now, but you are in a process to making yourself better and you're owning that, you're going to walk with a more respect for yourself. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get anywhere in life until you respect yourself more than anybody else. And I'm not saying tell everybody to F off or telling everybody, you know, to screw themselves. I'm saying you need to love yourself more than anything else. You can't love anybody else or you can't love anything until you love yourself. And how you do that, you have to respect yourself. You have to be honest and open with yourself. You really have to break down and stop telling yourself lies every day. We all do it. We're all victim to it. I'm not going to lie. I still do it. But I catch myself, I stop myself, I'm like, that's bullshit. Don't do it. That's bullshit. You're better than that. You know you are. Don't accept somebody's, like, just because somebody else is thinking you're great at what you do, don't accept that. Look, you can live in that moment, and I guarantee you keep living in that moment, and somebody somewhere will pass you. Because you stopped. They didn't. So, knowing who you are, and if you're perfectly fine with where you're at, great. Like, I'm not telling you that to push yourself financially or to push yourself, you know, in your career or push yourself whatever. There's some area in your life somewhere that you are not telling the truth. You're flat out not. You're just flat out just telling yourself a lie, and you know you need to stop. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you right now is in order for you to be a better version of yourself and to feel better about yourself and what you're doing to achieve your goals, whatever they are in life, is to actually start being honest with yourself. It's that simple. How did I learn this? I'm in a mentorship right now. I learn every single day. I literally took a 2-day summit the past 2 days that worked with a whole group of people that we were just honest and open with each other. We literally did. We just cut out all of our stuff, all of our bullshit stories that we told that we would tell, and just were honest. Like, there were some people that I was like amazed. I was like, I was thinking of what financially I would be happy with in my situation. And there's people that are absolutely thinking they're in poverty when, like, they're not making million, like, say, for instance, like, $6 million a year. Like, they know that they can be making $10 million. Like, do you, I mean, just being around that talk and just, and this was all done through Facebook Messenger. Like, do you understand that? How powerful is the world these days where we can go through a mentorship and literally talk to people and understand where they're coming from, and they're being blatantly honest. They can show figures on this stuff, you know, and you're being blatantly honest where you're at, and it's kind of hard. You're like, ah, you know what? I don't make but this, and I'm doing this, and I'm lying to myself because my home relationship sucks with my wife, or I need to better my relationship with my kids, or I know that each and every day that, you know, there's things that I need to work on, you know, that whether it be my internal beliefs or my internal self or my physical stature where I work out all the time or whatever, you know, where I want to feel better about my physique and my health and stuff so that I can live and be around for my kids. You know, whether, I mean, there's so many different things that this can roll down to. Somewhere in your life, you are lying to yourself, and you have to take ownership for that. There's nothing wrong with saying that you're lying to yourself. The first thing you need to do is admit it and to write it down and to own it and to grow past it and to literally use it to say, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I'm not saying throw all your dirty laundry out to the world. I'm saying you need to do it to yourself. Write it down. Like, just have a journal or put it on your laptop or put it in your phone as a notepad or something. And just get it out. Get it out. You know, there's something in your life somewhere that you're just like lying to yourself. And you're like, and you may be hearing this talking about, no, man, I don't lie to myself. I was the same exact way. It was the same exact way. I was like, I don't lie to myself. But guess what? Even that's a damn lie. We all do. Somewhere in our life, we are lying to ourselves about our true capability. We know that we can be better at what we're doing when we're doing it. We know we can. But we lie to ourselves and we accept where we are just so we feel relaxed. We feel comfortable. I've always said this, you have to step out of, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable if you plan on being successful. That's as simple as it is. And to do that, you have to have extreme ownership. Real, raw, relevant results is how things are getting done. It's how things always have been done. There's no false personas, there's nothing like that. Look, if I didn't believe in what I was talking about, I couldn't have just literally talked about it for 28 minutes now. Are you serious? So you think that, and you may not have listened to, and for those that have listened this far, thank you, because you relate to this message. This is relating to you, and you want to better yourself. The first thing that I ask you to do is to literally stop lying to yourself. At least look at it. Write down your thoughts. Journal every day. Feel this inner voice inside of you that tells you are better than where you're at. And I guarantee you, if you listen to that voice and you listen to your gut, you'll get there. You will feel better about yourself. You will grow past wherever you're at. Like I said, it's not all financial. It's not all just about your body. It's not all about, you know, your family life. It could be about anything. It could be about all those things. You don't know. You have to be honest with yourself, and until you break past those lies you're telling yourself, you're not going to grow. Like I said, I'm not any different than any of you. I did the same exact thing. I still do it, and I catch myself, and I write them down, and I go through, I make a list of it, and I make sure that I set a 18-month goal, and in that 18-month goal that I'm honest. As I grow further in that goal, I redefine it to get better and to be more direct and defined to where I the path I need to go on. Who wants to wake up and question what you're doing tomorrow? Don't you want to have a plan? If I told you tomorrow that I that you had $10 million, you could do whatever you wanted to in this world. You could do whatever you wanted to do. Half of people that happens to would be clueless on what they wanted to do. It's because we're not honest with ourselves. We feel like money is the ultimate goal. It's a damn tool. I just told you I just got off a 2-day summit with people that are making astronomical amounts of money. I was mind blown. And they are still broken inside. So if you feel like money is going to make you better, you need to stop lying to yourself. You need to be real with yourself. And the first thing you can do, start writing this stuff down. Start making life better. Start owning where you're at. Look in the mirror and say, I own where I am. And I will make this better. And like I said, it doesn't have to be financial. It doesn't have to be whatever. It could be in your family. It could be in your body. It could be in your being. Maybe your spirituality. Or you, whatever it could be. You need to do that. In order to do that, you have to break past the lies that you're telling yourself. I tell you this as a voice of experience. I tell you this as a person that goes through this every single day. I tell you this as a person that wants to see and help as many people as I possibly can. Some of us have that in us. Some of us feel like we're not fulfilled unless we're helping other people. And hell, I used to feel bad. I used to feel like worried on what people would think about me when I did a podcast like this, or when I did YouTube videos, or when what are they going to think about me when this, that, or the third. I'll be honest with you, everybody in this world is not going to be happy with what I'm doing. They're not going to relate to what I'm saying. They're not going to relate to me. But as long as I'm honest with myself and I'm true to myself, then I am doing the very best I possibly can, and I can be a better version of myself by setting further goals after I'm honest with myself. So again, I say this as a person that cares and a person that goes through this too. So if you're a person that this relates to, I'm telling you, start being honest with yourself. And with all that said, thank you for taking the time, this 30 minutes, and listening to this message that I had to give. Again, I have to do these to vent. This is like a therapy for me. And it also is a way that I can help people. Because, again, people may not hear this for years, and they may hear it tomorrow. But it's going to relate to somebody, and it's going to help somebody. And just knowing that alone is enough. So anyway, hope everybody is having a blessed time and everything's going well, and you're having a good day. And if you're not, you know, I hope this message set with you well, and you understand that you need to be more honest with yourself, and this will help you. So feel free to comment or whatever below, and I answer everybody. And, you know, whether it's social media or whatever. So we'll see you guys on the next one.